Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids.
Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
If you never put Baby, don't make me spell it out for you. All of the feelings that I got for you can't be explained, but I can try for you. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for you. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 Uh-huh. So good, so good, so good, so real. Uh-huh. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know I love you, so please don't stop it. You got me right here in your jean pocket. Right now. Laying your body on the shag carpet. Ooh. You know I love it, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better.
Oh. That's just the way you make me.
Happy 40th birthday to Janelle Monáe on Monday, December 1st. Make Me Feel on Shiro's Radio. And we went back to 1984 for that classic by the Pointer Sisters featuring June Pointer on lead vocals. June would have been 72. On Sunday, November 30th. Welcome to the Shiro's Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It's so great to see you as always. And together, we'll turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation. And before we get into what's coming up this hour, now that we're in the season of giving, I want to remind you about the Shiro's fundraising campaign now in progress. Please text Shiro's to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through our nonprofit partner, Air, or you can visit shirosradio.com. Thank you for supporting independent, femme and queer produced radio and conversations like the one that you'll hear later this hour with Molly Tuttle as we celebrate the recent release of her fifth album, So Long, Little Miss Sunshine. That's coming up in the second part of the show, and I hope that you can stick around for that. Now, celebrating another Shiro with a big birthday this week, Cassandra Wilson is 70 on Thursday, December 4th, and her most recent album, Coming Forth by Day, came out 10 years ago this year and was a tribute to Billie Holiday for her centennial.
to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head.
New from Madison McFerrin, I Don't, from her 2025 album Scorpio, and wishing the award-winning jazz singer, songwriter, and producer Cassandra Wilson a very happy 70th birthday on Thursday, December 4th. We heard her interpretation of that Billie Holiday classic, You Go to My Head. I'm Carmel Holt. Don't go anywhere, because this week we welcome Molly Tuttle to the Shiro Spotlight as we celebrate the recent release of her fifth album, So Long, Little Miss Sunshine. It's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
We will get you right back to more from Shiro's here on People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. Starting in 2026, tax rules related to charitable giving are shifting. This means right now might be the right time to give to KAXE and other nonprofits. Check with a financial advisor to see if it is a good time for you to make a gift. Your support keeps People Powered Radio strong and ensures a bright future for KAXE. Thank you for hanging out with KAXE. I want to let you know that the Bemidji Senior Center invites you to a Christmas concert with the First City Singers this Monday, December 1st. That is at 4 p.m. Also going on Monday, the Friends of the Brainerd Public Library are continuing their Brown Bag Author Series at noon with Minnesota author Will Weaver. He will talk about his new book, Black Dirt, Bright Stars, a sequel to Power and Light. Again, that is Monday at noon. Check KAXE.org for information about food-related resources across northern Minnesota, with hours of operation, locations of food shelves, and information on soup kitchens and community meals. Add resources in your region by emailing news at KAXE.org. Now heading back to Shiro's here on People Power at KAXE.
You're listening to Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. When you're a prodigy deeply connected to a musical tradition like bluegrass, which historically has been a more male-dominated genre, being a woman is already an inherently boundary-pushing position to come up in. So one might say, being an artist who represents mastery and excellence of a time-honored genre and simultaneously having an adventurous spirit comes naturally to this week's guest. Molly Tuttle has been playing guitar since she was 8. She was on stage performing by the time she turned 11 and began her career at 15. The next 15 years of Molly Tuttle's journey as a musician has been nothing short of breathtaking, much like her playing. The daughter of a bluegrass musician and teacher, her earliest performances and recordings were with her dad and siblings in a group called the Tuttles. After earning a scholarship to Berklee College of Music, Molly formed an all-female bluegrass band called the Goodbye Girls, who toured and recorded together. The major turning point happened in 2015. She moved to Nashville and in 2017 self-released her first solo EP, Rise. That same year, at age 24, Molly Tuttle became the first woman to win the International Bluegrass Music Awards Guitar Player of the Year, an honor that she won again the following year with nominations nearly every year since, as well as an Americana Music Association Award for Instrumentalist of the Year, not to mention multiple nominations every year as a vocalist for her albums and songs. 2017 was also the year that Molly signed with Alison Brown's Compass Records and put out her debut album, When You're Ready, in 2019. That was quickly followed up in 2020 with But I'd Rather Be With You Again. And in 2021, Molly Tuttle put together her band, Golden Highway, and then released her next two albums, 2022's Crooked Tree and 2023's City of Gold. Both were crowned Best Bluegrass Albums at the Grammys. And in 2022, Molly was nominated for Best New Artist. Today, we'll learn that over the last 5 years, while all of these fast-paced and exciting career highs were happening, Molly Tuttle was also working on a collection of songs in a whole new direction that would become this year's solo album, So Long, Little Miss Sunshine. I am so thrilled to welcome the unstoppable Molly Tuttle as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Molly Tuttle, welcome to Shiro's. It's so great to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on So Long, Little Miss Sunshine, your fifth studio album, which has been out for a hot minute now, just like since August.
Since mid-August. Yep.
Tell us everything. Like, how has it been going so far? How does it feel to have it out in the world?
It's been great. There was so much, you know, lead up to putting it out. I think if I look back to this time last year, I was still in the thick of recording it. It was really exciting, and we put so much time and effort into the songwriting as well as the production and the recording of the album. It was just such a fun process overall. So I was super excited. It was like maybe the most excited I've ever been to put out an album. And because we finished it last fall, we had a lot of lead up time to, you know, plan all the different aspects of putting it out, from the cover to the photo shoots to the videos. So the whole process has been super fun. And then when it came out in the world, it has been like a big change for me. I have a new band and it's like a different sound. So I think that was a process of figuring out how the songs translate live, as well as the older songs with this new band where we do some bluegrass and some of the more contemporary sounding stuff off the new record. And that's added like a whole new element to the live show as well. That's been really exciting. So I've just been hitting the road really hard this fall. The longest headline tour I think maybe I've ever done. And it's like a lot of shows crammed into a few months, but it's been awesome. And the band is on fire and all the new songs are fun to finally get to debut live. So that's the update.
Wow. Okay. There's so much to like unpack. There's a bunch of things in there that I want to dive into, but I want to play a clip of a song here. And I understand that the track listing was really intentional. And in fact, if I'm getting this part of the story right, I think you actually had the sequence done before you recorded. Is that true?
That was our goal. We didn't have the sequence fully figured out, but we went in with a good bit of it figured out and had planned these interludes, and we actually recorded most of the album in the sequence that you hear. So this time it was really fun to think about, like, what song do we want first on the album? And maybe we'll start with that on the very first day and then do a little instrumental segue into the second song and then record the second song. So, yeah, I think we did that for the first couple of days, and then it all kind of, you know, fell apart a little bit on the last few, where we, after then, we're like, well, we don't really have a plan for what comes next. But we did have more of the segues planned out for the songs and like looked at the keys of the songs, like which ones are going to go together. I think it works on its own too, so you don't have to listen to it in order, but it was kind of a fun, like, new way of recording that I really liked.
Well, so I usually ask my guests to lead us into the album, not necessarily in order, but like if you were introing somebody to this project, where would you take them? And I don't know, maybe that is track one, but up to you.
I guess we can start with track one, which is one called Everything Burns. And this one starts off the album with like a big long guitar solo, which, like, again, was kind of a fun, like, different thing for me to, you know, start things off not with like singing a song or like a little short intro and then right into the song, but I really got to stretch out on the guitar on that first track. And I think that sets the stage for an album that's like not solely like a singer-songwriter album. It's also very much like a guitar record too, which was one of our other goals in making the record.
That's Everything Burns. It kicks off the new album by Molly Tuttle, So Long, Little Miss Sunshine, her fifth studio release. She's our guest today on Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. Can we talk a little bit about guitar and your journey with that instrument? There is still like a little bit of a gendered, I think it's getting better, I hope, I think. but you can probably shed more light on that than I can.
Yeah, I think the guitar for me, it's just like, so much of who I am as an artist is like I express myself through the guitar. It was my first instrument I feel like it comes the most naturally to me. I have to really work at like my songwriting and my singing, but guitar has always kind of felt like, I mean, I've worked at it a lot too. And there were times when I was at music college, I think I just focused on the guitar so much and that really helped me get it to a place where I felt like I could express myself better on the instrument. But I just wrote a song and the lyrics is, this old guitar will surely be the death of me. And part of me feels like my guitar is like torturing me, because it's like I've lost so much sleep over this thing. I've put countless hours. I've worked my fingers to the bones. I've literally bled on my guitar. But I remember when I was a kid, it was like my guitar was my best friend. And then I never could have imagined that it would be taking me to all these places and like bringing me all these adventures and, you know, like great times and like the highest highs, but also like so much anxiety and the travel and the stress and carrying it around on my shoulder. So it's just been my life companion, I guess, at this point. But as far as women guitarists, I think it is, you know, starting to change. It's weird to me why the guitar is like such a male-centric instrument. It must be something to do with like rock stars or I don't know. It seems like it still has like a macho reputation as a lead instrument. But I have heard that like out of all the people buying guitars, most of them are women, but most of them are like buying them online because music stores are very daunting to women.
Yes.
So I've had fun on this tour. We've been going into guitar centers and I'm doing these guitar workshops. And I wanted to work with Guitar Center for a long time because I feel like that is like a daunting place for women to go into. And even for me, like as when I was in my early 20s, I would dread going in because I would go in, I would like steel myself, like clenching every muscle in my body. Like, I'm just going to get what I want and get out. I'd be like, I want those strings. And inevitably they'd be like, you don't want those. You want these. And I'm like, no, I know I want those. Just give me them right now. So it's been fun to go into guitar centers and hopefully make a space where maybe if women were feeling intimidated by going into a store like that, they could come to the workshop and have fun. And all the people helping us at the stores and stuff, they've all been awesome. So I have no bad will against Guitar Center. I'm like, it's been super, super fun. And I hope I get to keep doing them. And hopefully people will keep coming out.
Me too. I hope so too. We have Molly Tuttle here with us on Shiro's. The new album is called So Long, Little Miss Sunshine. Let's get to another song here. I hope it's okay to jump down to track 9, Old Me, New Wig, which is the song where the title comes from for the record.
Yeah, that song has a line in it. I got a new wig to get you out of my hair. And that was the first time I've explicitly written about my experience with alopecia and losing my hair when I was 3 years old. And then when I was 15 years old or so, when I was going into high school, I started wearing wigs. And I've been a wig wearer ever since. But then it took me a long time to get comfortable with sharing my experience, because I kind of felt like when I first started wearing wigs, I was like, yay, now I don't have to talk about this ever again and no one will ever know. So it became like this secret that I was hiding. But I learned like that doesn't really work, because you shouldn't be like keeping a big secret about yourself from the world. It just causes a lot of extra stress and just feeling like something is wrong with you. So I slowly started talking about alopecia publicly, raising awareness and working with the Alopecia Foundation. And that was really helpful for me to make it into this platform that I felt like I could make a difference for other people, but also like help myself feel more comfortable just being open about it. So yeah, it was fun with this new song, Old Me, New Wig. It's all just about shedding those old past versions of yourself. Maybe if it's something you're insecure about. For me, it's literally like sometimes in the show, I'll like throw off my wig. And that to me is representing stepping into a more confident version of myself. But the song was fun to write. It sounds like you're leaving this person behind with each line. And then in the chorus, the hook is like breaking up with the old me. So you're actually like leaving your past self behind. It inspired the album cover too. I'm wearing like 8 different wigs, and in the middle it's a picture of me without the wig. And I came up with the album title, So Long, Little Miss Sunshine. You're kind of saying so long to like being like a people pleaser or just trying to make everyone around you happy all the time, and you're stepping into a truer version of yourself. So I really wanted to have a picture of me without the wig on the album cover. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, but I love wearing wigs. I like, it's so much fun. So then I was going back and forth. How do I like not wear wig, but wear wig on the cover at the same time? So I thought of that grid of all the different hairstyles that you see if you look up the cover. And then I liked kind of brainstorming the different styles to represent different sounds, different songs on the record to kind of represent all the different styles. incorporated in the music. But yeah, it all came from that one song.
I changed my guitar string so I can tune you out. I got a new song to sing. You don't know who it's about. I've been rehearsing, reversing the person before. I crossed you out like a cliche. Get you out of my hair. So long, little sunshine. Audience to my used to be. Leave it behind, no time for goodbyes. Break it up with the old me.
That's Old Me, New Wig. We have Molly Tuttle here with us on Shiro's. The new album is So Long, Little Miss Sunshine, her fifth full-length album. And I'm Carmel Holt. We were talking about the song and also about the cover art, which is sort of related, and that moment where you take your wig off sometimes during live performance. And I think this is the first time that you've been photographed on an album cover with your wig off too, right?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Like, this is all brave, 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 brave. Like, you know, the new sonic palette and the taking this step into. Yeah. I mean, I may have already asked you this, but do you feel that? Like, do you feel a sense of bravery? I mean, it's probably a little scary, too, as far as this part of it goes, the visual.
Yeah. I mean, for the visual, I've taken so many little baby steps along the way. To me, that's like less scary than like going in a new sonic direction,
yeah,
or even like having a new band. That to me has become like the least scary part in a way. I mean, my only worry sometimes is I don't want to like detract from the music.
Attention,
but it's, I kind of,
yeah,
can't help it because it's how I look, and I wear wigs, or sometimes I don't, and people always are going to notice it and have comments about it. But I'm 32 now and I've had no hair for 29 years, I guess. It's taken a long time, but at this point, I really have like taken so many tiny, tiny steps towards,
yeah,
feeling confident about it. So it's,
yeah,
been a long process. This didn't feel like a huge leap. It just felt like another little step along the way, I think.
Well, and maybe having this backdrop of all of this change at once kind of,
yeah,
creates that like level of safety where it's like,
yeah,
I'm just going to open,
totally,
it all up at once. It's very cohesive in that way. And it was interesting, you know, thinking about that aspect of what you were doing. One of the topics that comes up a lot on Shiro's is the visual aspect, the male gaze or any gaze at all, this aspect of the job of being seen, press photos, album covers, being on stage, being photographed, videos, all that stuff. And what we go through as femme folks, as women, mm-hmm, in those circumstances that might be different than the male experience. And,
right,
you have a whole different level of relationship to that. So I was just curious about that and like what your relationship is to the gaze. Let's just call
the
it
gaze.
The gaze. Yeah.
I think in one way, having alopecia and like having that be a lifelong question of like, how do I want to present myself? It's taught me so much about how people treat you differently based on how you look. Like I can go out without a wig and feel like people are reacting to me a lot differently than if I have hair. So those were just things I like had to kind of accept early on. So I think when it came to like, how do I want to look on stage? What do I want to wear? It's more just kind of like I've learned to accept that you can control how people are perceiving you to a certain extent. Obviously, not completely, but no matter what choice you make, it is a choice. So
yeah.
I guess that's how I feel too with like wearing wigs, not wearing wigs. I can't just ignore it and be like, it's not going to like affect anything. It's not really like I'm making a choice. It is kind of like,
yeah,
I have to think about how do I want to be perceived in a way. With this one, I just wanted to be like a chameleon and almost poke fun at that idea of you have to be one thing or you have to like have this perfectly one curated image of yourself. It's like, why can't we be different every day?
Totally. I love this idea of working with the visual. That's a very empowering thing to do.
Yeah, I think it's like, I guess it is kind of something I've had to think about. I go back and forth each album cover. I'm like, maybe I want to not wear the wig on this one. But this one, I was sure that I wanted to have at least one picture of me without it. I think maybe if I was at a point where like I never wore wigs, I would just want, mm-hmm, one picture of me without the wig. But I kind of wanted to represent where I'm at with my journey.
before we wrapped up, I wanted to just trace your history a little bit for those that don't know you. This is the first time we've had you on the show. So you grew up in the Bay Area and you started playing guitar when you were like 8. Tell us a little bit about, like, how did this happen, this dream? Like you were saying before, I can't believe that I just became obsessed with the guitar and it's taken me all these places.
Yeah, so I grew up in Palo Alto, California. My mom is from there. She grew up there as well. My dad grew up on a farm in Illinois. My grandfather played the banjo, and they would go down to the Grand Ole Opry, visit Nashville, and go to bluegrass festivals all around Illinois. So my dad grew up only listening to bluegrass music. And he moved out to California after going to college. And I don't know if all the viewers are familiar with all the different bluegrass celebrities that we have, but Tony Rice is one of the legends of bluegrass guitar playing. So, and he was living in the Bay Area in the late 70s and 80s. And so was David Grisman, who's like one of the iconic mandolin players of all time, like created this his own genre of music, basically. So my dad moved out to the Bay Area kind of for that reason. He wanted to see that band live and be around a bunch of his musical heroes, but was planning on going into finance. And then he stumbled into a music store in Palo Alto, California, just down the street from where I grew up, Griffin Stringed Instruments. And they had these little rooms throughout the store where people would be teaching music lessons. So my dad ended up teaching bluegrass music in the Bay Area. He still teaches, but now he teaches online on Zoom lessons. So he's been teaching music for almost 50 years now. And for like 40 something years, he was teaching at Griffin Stringed Instruments. So I grew up always going into the music store and hearing music around the house, and he would have jam sessions, and I just totally got brainwashed into loving bluegrass music and roots music and all the stuff my dad was into. So then when I was a little older, I asked for a guitar and he started teaching me just basic guitar stuff. And then after a couple of years, we started like playing little local shows around. I think our first show was at like a pizza parlor down the street from my parents' house. And my two younger brothers also play music, so we would play together as a family. And yeah, that's how it sort of came to be. And then I started writing songs. I took a songwriting class when I was maybe 15, 16 at a community college. And that's how I started writing songs. And then I went to Berkeley, and that's when I started my, like, playing shows under my own name, playing solo shows, moved to Nashville after that, and then recorded my own music for the first time. Yeah, I guess that's sort of my origin story.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, I wanted to ask a question about the genre of bluegrass and kind of more traditional string music. Is that a genre that is, like, what's the gender balance of that genre typically? And has that changed? Yeah, and since you started, has that shifted?
Yeah, I think it's shifted a lot since I've started even. Like, I remember when I was younger, it was a little more rare to see women in bands, and there were some all-female bands out there on the festival circuit, but not too many. And it was sort of seen as like not a novelty, but like just kind of this thing that you didn't see too often. Now I feel like it's a lot more common for women, especially like women instrumentalists weren't as common when I was starting out. And now it's like way more, you see it a lot more when you go to like a bluegrass festival or a bluegrass jam session. But yeah, I think especially in the early days, like you just hear horror stories of like what women in bluegrass were going through. Like I'm sure it was like that in most genres, but one of my earliest heroes was Hazel Dickens, who was kind of one of the first women to have her own bluegrass band. And I remember reading, she has a great book called Working Girl Blues, where it has all her lyrics and she writes these personal anecdotes, and she just talks about how rough it was, like going to the merch table and just being like hit on constantly and like harassed basically at her own shows. So I think each generation has to deal with different things and it gets easier over time.
Well, thank you for, whether or not you meant to, inspiring so many, I'm sure.
Thank you.
No, I think it's great. And I think, obviously, it sounds like you're going to have a long, long road ahead. And I'm so grateful to you for sharing so much of your time and your story with us today on Shiro's.
Thanks so much for having
me. We close every episode by making some magic. Are you ready to make some magic?
Ooh, Sure.
I hand my guests Shiro's magic wand. It's an imaginary wand, but it's powerful. And now that you hold the wand, Molly Tuttle, you can change anything in the music industry. Ooh. For women, for non-binary folks, for queer folks, for anybody who still doesn't have an equal place in the music world. First wave of the wand is just like a first thought, best thought exercise. What would you change?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question. I would say, like, just basic making everything more comfortable for us women and female people, and just kind of like from the basics of, let's just have some mirrors in the green room. Let's have tampons in the bathrooms. Let's have those little luxuries that just make our days a little bit easier on tour. And maybe let's also have more space on like billings and festival lineups and more headliners too. Make more space on the headline slots as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would say, just as a follow-up, like some of those things that you mentioned to have in green rooms are not luxuries. They're kind of necessities.
Yes,
and so,
kind of necessities.
Yes. So that would be great. Do you know the Instagram account Book More Women? Are you familiar with that? I love it. Oh, great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay. Great. Yeah. So hopefully, I mean, Abby, love ya. Hopefully one day she won't need to do all that data because it's all going to be equal one day.
Totally.
And Molly, you're helping making that so with your magic wand. Thank you so much. Let's pick a song to go out today. Your choice. How would you like to close?
Ooh, let's close with the last track on the record, Story of My So-Called Life.
Anything you want to tell us going into it about the song?
Yeah, this song is all about little moments from my life, looking back on them and recognizing, you know, where I'm at now and just kind of looking ahead and kind of unsure but excited about what's to come next. And on my last couple albums, I've always liked to end with sort of an autobiographical one, just to take stock of where I'm at and how I got here and, you know, look forward to what's next.
Cartwheel back in time, shy kid in 99, looked different, felt the same inside, too young to understand why. Changed schools, changed my clothes, pierced my ears and my nose. Oh well, I guess that's how it goes. Another storybook lie in the story of my so-called life. Short to graduate, most of my friends moved away. One night I took MDMA, entered an altered state. Saw my reflection in the waves, they tried to carry me away. Heard a voice inside me say, it's your story to write, the story of my so-called life. This is the story I was born to write. Let's start from the beginning.
You are a Shiro for sure. Thank you for being with us, Molly Tuttle. What a pleasure.
Thanks.
Many thanks to Molly Tuttle for being with us. So Long, Little Miss Sunshine is available now on Nonesuch Records. Catch Molly out on tour this month and go to mollytuttlemusic.com for dates. Today's conversation was condensed and edited for broadcast. To hear the full interview, download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Next, we close the hour with a track from one of our recent guests, Hannah Cohen, and we'll hear a classic from Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac when Shiro's Radio continues.
Since you came into my so-called life.
You are listening to KAXE People Powered Radio. I'm Malachi Coons. We'll get you right back to more from Shiro's. Our news team is working on a story explaining the complex workings behind your property taxes, but we need your help. Share your property tax statement and your questions with us by emailing news@kaxc.org. These real-world examples will help everyone better understand how and why you may be seeing your taxes rise. The news team will contact you, and your information, of course, will remain confidential. Fire in the Village hosts the Creative Crow Club on the first Wednesday of each month from 4 to 6 at Old Central School in Grand Rapids. Youth can explore their artistic gifts, find their voice, and build a caring community. That will be coming up next Wednesday. Let's get you back to more from Shiro's right now here on KAXE.
It's She Rose and I'm Carmel Holt. Now getting to this one from recent She Rose guest Hannah Cohen. This is Mountain.
Distant star flashes.
Fleetwood Mac with Dreams on Shiro's Radio, a perfect pairing with Hannah Cohen's Mountain from her fourth and recent album, Earth Star Mountain. And if you missed that interview, check out Hannah Cohen on the Shiro's podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. That does it for this week's edition of Shiro's Radio. Thank you, as always, for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me, is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast and to our new YouTube channel, Shiro's Productions. We're 100% independent, and that's made possible through the support of our public radio affiliates and now listeners like you. We have a partnership with the nonprofit AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio, and have a fundraising campaign now in progress. You can text Shiro's to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through AIR, or visit shirosradio.com. Thank you for supporting our work. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
You should give as you are able, because the need is immediate.
Longtime KAXE contributor and Minnesota Star Tribune columnist Aaron Brown. We talked about recent cuts to public media.
It's the people here who make it go. If you want a nice independent